Central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155, if you like. I'm getting a vision. I'm getting a premonition. I'm looking into the future. I see in about 5 minutes, Congressman Sean Duffy will be calling us, letting us know what is going on and what he sees as happening. We'll check in with him and have a nice conversation with him in about 5 minutes. Then also, I thought we would talk about an interesting development with technology. You know, I've rambled on and just babbled like a child about my new iPhone and how much I enjoy it.
Yeah, stop giving them so much free publicity.
Yeah, whatever. one of the real neat security features is a biometric finger scanner, where instead of having to punch in a security code, I just push my finger onto the scanner and it reads my fingerprint and unlocks my phone for me.
Right.
It's awesome. Well, there is a company that also has the same technology. They use it for keeping track of their employees. You know, you go into a normal place where you work 40-hour work week, and either you have to sign on to the computer and log on, and that's when it's, you know, starts calculating your hours, or the old-fashioned way you punch a time clock, or maybe your company is silly enough to actually trust that you're going to be honest about logging in your hours, and you just fill out a timesheet every day.
And you go disappear in a back office and take a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Play cards.
Well, there's a company that says, you know, there's great technology out there that says we can make this streamlined and much easier for our employees. We will have our employees sign in with a biometric hand scan. You just go up to this panel, you put your hand on it, it scans your biometric readings, and it lets you in, and boom, you get through security. You don't have to have a key code. You don't have to have an ID.
Coworker can't sign in for you when you're not there.
Exactly. Look at all the things that it does. Well, there's a Pennsylvania mining company that has been using this for a while, and they say this is the best thing that's ever happened to them. They're streamlined, and things are more efficient, and they're able to keep track of this, that, and the other thing. Well, there's a couple interesting developments. First of all, some of their employees are missing digits. There's fingers missing off their hand.
Yes.
So they have to have an allowance made for them. The biometric scanner doesn't exactly work for them. It doesn't read the handprint.
You have to have a full handprint in order for it to work.
Apparently for this scanner. Anyway, they've made special allowances for these handful, pardon the pun, of employees that need something more than the biometric scanner. It's not working. Well, then there is an employee that says, hold on a second. I'm not going to use this technology because I think it is much too similar to what prophecy is talked about in the book of Revelation, the mark of the beast.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, oh, come on?
Come on.
What do you mean? Why is it wrong to have an objection to this? What's the matter with that?
That having your biometric handprint is somehow connected to the mark of the beast?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Isn't the mark of the beast supposedly the 666 that is carved into the head of...
Well, it could either be a mark on the head or it could be a mark on the hand. It depends on basically what the choice is. Now, we're going to get into this because that reaction right there is exactly why there's going to be a blowback on this and why people don't think about what's going to happen in the future. We're going to talk about that, and it got so heated that the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission filed a lawsuit against the mining company on behalf of the employee. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Is our good friend on the phone?
Yes, indeed. Escaping
the craziness.
The cacophony of the House floor.
It is our very own Congressman Sean Duffy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys.
All right, so whereabouts are you? I understand you're just coming out of one meeting and heading into another.
I'm sitting between the Rayburn and Longworth building outside, so if you hear running cars and honking horns, I apologize.
They're aiming at you?
No.
Not yet.
So are you planning your own 21-hour speech here in the next few days?
Yeah, we have a little different rules than the Senate does, thank God. We're here waiting to get our CR back from the Senate. We're hoping that's going to happen today or tomorrow, and then the House is going to respond. So we're doing that. And then, as many of your listeners know, we have the debt limit that's coming up in a couple weeks. We're strategizing right now on a bill that'll increase the debt limit, but also provide a number of different reforms in the way we spend, and also with regard to Obamacare.
Can I ask a really simple question?
Sure. You're scaring me.
Yeah, you know, it's usually not so simple. All right, since May, the debt clock or the debt calculator hasn't risen at all. We know that. You and I talked about it the last time you were here, that there have been as Treasury Secretary Lowe said, extraordinary accounting measures taken to keep our increasing debt hidden, basically. So why all of a sudden now is there panic in the streets and people are screaming and running when for the last several months it's been hidden from us and it's been accounting measures that have kept the debt from going up? Why all of a sudden is it now politically convenient for there to be an issue, a panic in the streets?
Well, so Treasury was using extraordinary measures.
Yes, that's what he said.
They call it, yeah. And they've used all those measures, and they anticipate that there will be no other measures left, no other tools in the toolbox, and we run out of money on, I think the date is October 17th. And I believe that Treasury is being honest because there's outside groups who analyze this as well. And they are like, you know, I've heard the 17th or the 20th or the 22nd of October, but it's basically this is the time span that there's no other options out there to fund the government. So this is where we sit. Now, you brought this up last time, Seth, and again, I can only take credit for things that I have control over. That's not one of them, so you can't blame me for that.
Okay.
I have a simple question, too. And I ask this with all due respect, Congressman. Oh. When you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and you're brushing your teeth, do you ever feel embarrassment that you have to go to work in this place?
God,
listen, there's a lot of disagreement as everyone watches on the news programs and conservative talk radio. But I think we have a divided country ideologically and the Congress as well, and we're trying to work through these issues in divided government, and it can be a messy process sometimes. But you have a group of us who believe that if you continue to borrow and spend the way we are going, if you have a health care plan that we don't think is going to work, it's incumbent upon us to fight back and push back to make these things actually work, to make our government work. And we have, you know, folks on the other side who feel just as passionate that we're wrong and they're right. And this is a messy process that we go through, and it's divided government. The House is controlled by Republicans, the Senate is controlled by Democrats, and the President is a Democrat as well. So this is the process.
All right, just very, very quickly, the efforts made by Senator Cruz, those that you're close to, the people that you work and deal with, attitudes toward this, was this a missed opportunity for the Republicans to gather together and show solidarity, or was it appropriate to be fractured and some Republicans criticize him and others stand with him? How do you feel about that?
You know, first of all, I commend his effort to stand up and talk for 21 hours and however many minutes on Obamacare. He got a lot of press. Drawing attention to what we think is a very important issue. There is some concern that the strategy to defund Obamacare is a very challenging lift, because to make that happen, the House has to pass a bill that defunds Obamacare. Harry Reid in the Senate has to agree to it and sign that bill, and so too does the President. It's kind of like it in Wisconsin. Think of Scott Walker. If Democrats controlled the Assembly and the Senate, and they sent Scott Walker a bill to repeal Act 10, which is all of his reforms your listeners are aware of, do you ever think Scott Walker would repeal Act 10?
No.
No, he would never repeal Act 10. Obama will not sign any kind of repeal or defunding of Obamacare. And that's what Ted Cruz has been pushing. We think there is a possibility we can get a delay. Or we can work towards allowing states to opt out of Obamacare. That doesn't mean we don't fight. But you have to pick a sweet spot where you can get a victory. And I think Ted Cruz running ads and raising money, that strategy, when you look at the playing field out here, was not a probable success, wouldn't lead to a probable successful outcome. But there are other options that we have that we think would produce better results.
So if the American people overwhelmingly, and I know this is another long shot, but if the American people overwhelmingly demanded the defunding of the Obamacare legislation, Reid still wouldn't sign off on it, and the president still would not sign off on it. Is that your opinion?
Absolutely. So, the bottom line is, we in the House last week voted to fully fund the government, but to defund Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
We sent that to the Senate. We're going to get a package back from the Senate that they're going to put the money back into Obamacare. Harry Reid and the Democrat senators had the option to join us to defund Obamacare, and they're going to say no.
You didn't expect that to happen? Come on.
No, to the question of Seth, which was, if America's opposed to this, why wouldn't they join on? My point is, they want to see this thing go through. Mm-hmm. They're not going to join us today or tomorrow when they send the CR, a continuing resolution, the funding package, back to the House.
All right. I know you've got other things that you've got to do. Is there anything else that you need to let us know about? Anything, other surprises lurking in the shadows for us?
No, I would just say stay tuned. Listen, we don't want to shut down the government. I'm working my heart out to make sure we keep the government open and functioning. But I'm also going to fight to try to find that sweet spot to get a delay or an opt-out for Wisconsin of Obamacare. I mean, I think this is really important. And so you see a group, no matter what you hear on the nightly news, that doesn't want to shut the government down, that wants to keep it open, but really is working to make sure we save our constituents from the pain of what is going to be, I think, a really bad implementation of a bill that at least isn't ready for prime time.
All right. All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you calling in. Stay safe and, stay out of trouble out there.
We're keeping up the fight. God bless, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. All right. There we go. Sean Duffy, our very own congressman, giving us the lowdown on what's happening so far. A live report, shall we say, from Washington,
the Do-Nothing Congress. Oh, actually, they're less than the Do-Nothing Congress. The infamous Do-Nothing Congress in the 1940s did more than this Congress has done. Hard to believe.
Yeah. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Your phone calls when we come back. 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 824 on this, the Friday version of your favorite program. 715-845-2155. All right, I want to go back to the subject that we started with before we talked to Congressman Duffy. The issue was a mining company in Pennsylvania, in Pennsylvania, has begun using biometric scanners to have their employees sign in, sign out, et cetera, gain access to secure levels and so forth. And it's all part of their strategy to streamline the business and make things more profitable, keep things going better. Don't have a problem with that. Now, there is an employee by the name of Beverly Butcher. Beverly Butcher is a man, has been with the company in Mannington, West Virginia for over 35 years, but was put into retirement, not asked. He was moved to retirement when he said that he was going to refuse to use the biometric scanners. The reason he says that he is refusing to use the biometric scanners is Mr. Butcher is an individual that is, well, I guess you could call him an evangelical Christian. He believes that the Bible is true. He believes that everything in the Bible is true. And that includes when you read the book of Revelation in the New Testament, that of the end times. Part of the end times prophecy is that the Antichrist, being on earth, will mark each one of us on the hand or on the forehead, and that would symbolize allegiance to the Antichrist and rebuking or refusal to acknowledge Jesus.
The story that you're reading is not the only one. I just typed this into a search engine, yeah. And there are other people that are doing it as well. There's a woman down in Oklahoma who did it, is suing over her driver's license biometrics.
Right.
For the same reason.
And you think that's silly?
Well, but that's just me.
Okay. All right. You're not the only one, though, Tom. You're not the only one. The individual believes that the technology in biometrics is going to be part of how, let's assume that the scriptures of end times are accurate. Let's assume, for the sake of this argument, that this is going to come to pass, that we as Christians are going to be ostracized and not allowed to participate in society, in the marketplace, etc. Well, up until very recently, it was a conundrum as to how that would happen. How are you going to keep me from going to the supermarket and buying my groceries or taking my goods and services to market? How are you going to prevent that just because of my religious affiliation? You don't know. Well, biometrics is a way that it can be done. You know very well that we've done stories about the science of the brain, where they can map your dreams. They can map your thoughts. You can control equipment by your brain power. This is not unusual. This is not at cutting edge. This is happenstance. This is normal, everyday occurrences in brain research. Well, it's entirely possible that certain brain scans could find your predilection to religious beliefs. Either they could very simply ask you questions. Jesus, Son of God, true or false? And how your brain reacts can identify as to what your faith is. And if you indicate the wrong way, the biometric scanners that allow you into your workplace or the grocery store or any other number of places can be turned off. Now,
so is the belief that the people who are propagating this technology and are going to run this technology are servants of the Antichrist?
No, not wittingly, not knowingly, not intentionally. The people that are developing this biometric scanners and all of this other technology, they're not sitting in a back room boiling a head of a goat in a cauldron and calling up the great dark lord and worshiping Satan. No. They are doing everything they can to advance the human race and make things better for us. I'm not saying that the technology is evil. I'm saying it is quite possible that it will be used in an evil way. That's more realistic. Well, these individuals are saying, listen, we don't want to have anything to do with it. Who knows when the final end times are going to happen? Will it be tomorrow? I don't think so. Next week? Probably not. Next year, doubtful. 10 years from now, well, now you got my attention. I don't know. So these individuals are stating that they don't want to be a part of this based on their religious affiliation. And many people scoff at them. Say, oh, come on. Quit being ridiculous. There's nothing wrong here. Just do it. No, I don't think that should be the case. We'll take your phone calls on this when we get back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. Come on, be a part of feedback.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.